And now dictation for Cora, C-O-R-A, Johnston, J-O-H-N-S-T-O-N, November 1833, addresses a letter to Dr. Tan, T-A-N, Lee, L-I, 584-0307. Dear Dr. Lee, follow up Mrs. Johnston, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and small kidneys, last visit in March, comes accompanied with his son, admitted to the hospital for shortness of breath, negative workup, no oxygen, denies purulent material hemoptysis, just feeling tired, no endurance, no orthopnea PND, no chest pain palpitations, no vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, chronic incontinence, chronic edema, has noticed some problems with weakness on the left leg, prior back surgery in the past, denies skin rash, no bleeding nose gums, no headaches or trauma. Next paragraph, medication list review, only blood pressure metoprolol, anticoagulated with Eliquis. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 132/70. No respiratory distress, lungs are clear, neural wheezes, premature beats but no pericardial rap, no ascites, tenderness or masses, no gross edema. Some weakness on the left lower extremity, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, upper extremities, strength is symmetric. She is in the wheelchair. Next paragraph, I review discharge summary, Carson City Hospital, September 10. There was no gross anemia, normal white blood cell platelets, creatinine at 1.6, which is baseline for her, normal electrolyte acid base, normal calcium albumin, liver function test not elevated, negative troponin, normal magnesium, pro-BNP not elevated at 38, TSH normal, coronavirus negative, chest X-ray without acute process. They report evidence of question COPD emphysema. A recent echocardiogram, normal ejection fraction, otherwise minor abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3 to 4, is stable over time, no indication for dialysis, not symptomatic. Next number, hypertension appears to be well controlled. Next number, relative small kidneys bilateral without obstruction or urinary retention, incidental bladder diverticuli. Next number, chronic atrial fibrillation. Remain on beta blockers and anticoagulation Eliquis. Next number, chronic incontinence. Unfortunately, padding depends, is still leaking on the side, large urine output. Next number, diastolic type congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction and no valve abnormalities. Next number, chronic back pain, spinal stenosis, weakness on the left lower extremity, needs to follow with you. Next number, new diagnosis of question emphysema. Oxygenation, however, apparently is normal. She might require testing of oxygen during physical activity. She might require pulmonary function test to be discussed with you. Only should discuss with the fishing and the sound end of dictation.